Blog Talk Radio.
What up, fam?
How you feeling?
We're back again.
Yes, sir.
It's on the ray.
3-1-2, yo.
I hit the earth like a comet invasion. Span stands permanent, shine like Arthur Razor. You don't understand, I'm so amazing. Mental bullets be raising, making Caucasian persuasions. Focus on the hip-hop nation. My launch laser, angel dust. I'm rushing, crush MCs like the 86 Bears need. Trap behind the fence, overstand. You can't catch rain because of your mere hesitance. Bridge driver, verbal, eye, your eyes bloody. Book has sophisticated, like old Trinidad is playing rugby. My verbal assault is filled with concrete words, and your mere verbs can never budge me. I know I'm the die rhyme, contagion like chicken pox, you can't touch me. Y'all forgot real bad boys moving sounds. Got the machine catching my soul, ATM scanning my iris. My vocals rain for centuries, like the soul of the sirens. It's the CDC. The mirrors are releasing the virus, I can't tell. Just trying my best to fight my way out of hell. It's my own fucking fault, I'm 1 in 100,000 myself. Trying to repent, and still represent, and still get bit. And Lord knows my box is still filled with lint. Lord, how am I supposed to be the lords of the land? When the lords of my land keep trying to take the Lord out of my hands. And fill my heart with such wickedness. For my life, I can't get with this. For life is so intricate, filled with so many holes. Makes American cheese twist. This part of the game is this. I must have missed this part of the class. I'm trying to affect your brain with an analysis like a cigarette, true bad, keep writing. The time is now,
the place is here.
The time is now,
the place is here.
The time is now,
the place is here.
Time to get up on your grind, put it in gear. The time is now,
the place is here.
The time is now,
the place is here.
The time is now,
the place is here.
Introducing Armin Ray G.
I'm solo.
There is no faith more true or just than to know things that are, to acknowledge things for all things to the one that made them, which thing I will not cease continually to do. Haten Amen, which translates into all praise be to Amen. Good Hedu Kamen fam, tuned into another episode of Amani Speaks. I apologize for the late start. I see that there is no excuse for dropping the ball in these times that souls must be awakened. And so I do apologize, but I'm not offering it as an excuse. I dropped the ball on this one. I'm getting off on a late start. Today's show is titled The Illusionist. The quote of today's show comes from the Natir Sesson, Book 9, verses 9 through 19, and they go as follows. Tahuti asks, "There is no greater." Imhotep answers, "Yes, confessedly." Tahuti asks, "And is it not solid, as filled with many great bodies, and indeed with all the bodies that are?" Imhotep answers, "It is so." Tahuti asks, "And is the world a body and a body that is moved?" Imhotep answers, "It is." Tahuti asks, "Then what kind of place must it be in which it is moved, and of what nature? Must it not be much bigger that it may receive the continuity of motion, and lest that which is moved should for want of room stayed and hindered in the motion?" Imhotep answers, "It must need to be an immense thing, Tahuti, but of what nature?" Tahuti answers, "Of a contrary nature, O Imhotep. But is not the nature of things divine contrary to a body?" Imhotep answers, "Confessedly." Tahuti asks, "Therefore, the place is divine, but that which is divine, is it either something or Amen himself, and by something divine, I do not mean that which is made or produced." And that is the end of the quote. Because it's always something that's on my mind. I don't talk about it, but it's there that we wake up in this world every day, and what's put in front of us is fame and fortune continuously. know, you turn on your TV, there's talk show after talk show after talk show, irrelevant celebrities and their irrelevant lives. And I'm saying irrelevant because it doesn't really mean anything to you. But a lot of us think that it does, and we tune in faithfully because these shows are the highest rated shows on the idiot box that we call TV. And I'm not calling you an idiot because you look at TV. Don't get me wrong. I realize that we are all under this ghost spell that I spoke about a few weeks ago. And it's very powerful. It's a very powerful poltergeist. It holds us. And it makes things relevant to us that has no bearing on our lives whatsoever. And what really matters to us becomes very irrelevant. And that's family and friends and our community. Those things become very irrelevant to us, and we're so tuned in. The dramas that are displayed in front of us on the idiot box that we can't seem to tell the difference between from real and illusion. And the illusion becomes more and more part of our lives every day. But this is not about just the illusions on the TV. What I like to really talk about and get into today is the illusions of fame and fortune. Why is it so relevant to so many of us when it doesn't really mean a damn thing? Excuse my French. But it doesn't. It doesn't mean anything. But we put so much emphasis on the things of fame and fortune, on the things that involve fame and fortune. You know, for instance, we tie it to what we are told from when we're small toddlers, what really matters in our lives. Having a roof over your head, having clothes on your back, having food to feed your belly, to fill up your belly. And I'm not saying those things are not needed, but hence this is where the illusionists come in. Because to grasp a hold or attain all of those things, we are told that you need money to purchase them or to sustain them. And so this thing called money, invented by the illusionists to present the illusion that it is relevant. And I know most people out there saying, what do you mean it's not relevant? Of course it's relevant. We need money to pay our mortgages, to pay our rent, to pay our utilities. And this is very true. We do need it. And to some of us, the way we get this money means everything and nothing else matters. I know a few weeks back I read a document called The Secret Doctrine. And there was a portion in the doctrine that said that we will cut them off from the power that's inside of them. I am paraphrasing it. I'm not making a direct quote. And it said the reason why it wanted two things like promiscuous sex, fame and fortune, is so that we don't go inside of ourselves and see the true power of this world. Well, not of this world, but of the universe. And that we are directly connected to the true power of this universe. And in a sense, we can tap into it and shut down everything that's going on around us. But some of us are so, well, not some of us, many of us are so out of touch with this that we don't even think this true power even exists. When I hear things like, you know, the Creator is a figment of our imagination. We created the Creator. We are the true creators. We created that to make sense of this world. And then to replace that, we go, what really matters is money. So I'm going to do what I have to do, make sure that my family and I are fed and we get the things that we desire in this world. That's what I hear. That's what I see. And everything that's going on around me. And this is the world that the illusionists have created. They created this illusion to control you and I. Why would they want to control you and I? To keep us distracted. This illusion must go on to them, the true gods of this world. Well, they're not the true gods. They are the illusionary gods of this world. The true God is the One. And all of us connected with the One. When I say the One, I refer back to it in the Haredic language as Amen. As you can see, when I introduce myself, I use the name Amen Re. You know, some people may go, you take on the name of the Creator. You know, how dare you? Who you think you are? Think you are the Creator? No, I'm not the Creator. I'm an offspring of the Creator, which makes me a mortal creator. What does that mean? I can create my world and my image and my likeness with my will. That's what it means. What are you supposed to do to that? You know, you're supposed to make whatever you think of appear, and poof, it's supposed to appear out of thin air. Go, no, that's what the illusionists teach. I'm not an illusionist. I don't think that this world is constructed around poof magic. You know, that's what I read, and I see a lot of us out there are thinking that the world is controlled by poof magic, and you just absorb this poof magic, and you become powerful. The world is full of magic, and the magic is just all around you, and you just have to use it. Poof. And it'll appear. I remember in our Indirazi circle we had, there was another one that got carried along with that message and believed that they was going to restructure what was put together here. You know, when I talk about my brother Rasnamir Moon, and Rasnamir just means head teacher. What does that mean? He's not a controller. You know, people think that means what he says goes, and you know, the rest of us are just followers of Rasnamir, and those individuals, they missed the message of Indirazi. Truly, what they should have truly been grasping, you know, they grasped the hold of the illusion, again, of fame and fortune, and so they think that's what Roz was exercising, was the illusion of him being the head teacher, so he's got to be the famous one. Which that wasn't his objective at all. How do I know that? Well, because I was a Nightmare, I am a Nightmare also, so we communicated a lot. So I knew that's when he put this gym together called Indarazi. He didn't do it for the fame of, do it for the purpose of gaining fame and fortune. He did it for the purpose of waking up souls. And to give him credit, he was on time with it, because we do need a serious awakening. The souls of this world need a serious awakening, and quick, fast, in a hurry. I've said it on this show numerous times that we don't have time. Thinks we have all this time in the world, and there is no more time. What I mean by there is no more time is that things are beginning to change very rapidly. Change for the worse. Not for your benefit, not for my benefit. For the benefit of the illusionists. Yeah, for them. And so some think that I'm going to get down with the illusionists, so I will not suffer or feel the pain. And that's what they do. They want to follow the illusionists, i.e. Masons. Masons are lawyers. Masons are teachers. Masons are judges. Masons are cops. You know, they are the controlling force of this world, i.e. the illusionists. And they are your preachers also. Let's not forget that. So the law, the government, the preachers, the ideology, the money is all controlled by these illusionists. And let's be fair, it's not just Masons. It's not just Masons. I want to be clear about that. This is not about just bashing Masons. It's not just bashing celebrities, bashing the rich. That's not what I'm, where I'm trying to go to here. What I'm trying to get to is that we have to stop following what the illusionists put in front of us and tell us is real, and completely ignore the realness that is within us. Our direct connectedness to the creator of the universe, that makes us very powerful, very powerful. And when we realize this, then we will stop falling for the illusions of the illusionists. They can no longer beat us down, their jobs and our obligations with our bills that influence us to chase after these jobs, chase after these careers, chase after these occupations. Because this is how we are being controlled. And then when you click on that TV or the radio, they're both idiot boxes. You know, you turn on the idiot box called the radio when you're driving in your car. And a lot of us, when we're at home and we don't have the idiot box called the TV on, we have the other idiot box called the radio on, so that we remain in the ghost spell of the illusionist. I know this ghost spell, it's a poltergeist that's very powerful and very influencing. And a lot of us feel that we can't do with 3 minutes of the day. We're plugged into this poltergeist. It's even the internet. This is another poltergeist that was added to the arsenal. I know when I go to gas pumps every other day, and, you know, you pull up at the gas pump and these new pumps that they have now, when you take the pump off the the handle, a TV pops on and, you know, they have the idiot messages playing. Whether it's sports or celebrity gossip, et cetera, it's still gossiping. You know, the news, some new terror plot, or this blowing up or that blowing up, and be very scared. Ooh! This is what's presented to us, and it's constantly fed to us, fed into our thoughts day after day after day, and every minute and every hour of each day. It's fed to us constantly. And this is what represents all the junk that we have in our head, that we can't think clearly. We can't see with our minds what's clearly going on in front of us. To use a Professor Griff and Dr. Phil Valentine phrase, the mind fuck that's going on every day. We don't seem to escape it because we're so tuned into it, and most of us think that we need it. We need it as much as we need the air that we breathe. We need it as much as we need the water we drink, or the water we should be drinking. I know a lot of us substitute the water we should be drinking with soda and Kool-Aid and, you know, all kinds of weird drinks, energy drinks, coffee, beer, and other kinds of spirits, and we just keep falling under the spell, the ghost spell of the illusionist. And most of us can't escape it. It's just all around us, everywhere we look. It's something to pull us back into that ghost spell. And when we pull back into the ghost spell, we don't see what we should see of how these two entities called fame and fortune, how they're used to control us. How fame doesn't really mean anything, but to most of us it means everything because we're constantly reminded of it. We see it, and it's in every facet of our lives, every day. Because it's in our lives every day, we think that it's real and that it's true when it's nothing but illusions. It's nothing but illusions. You know, so many of us, we chase after the illusions of this world because we frankly think that they are real and that they mean something. Because we think they're real, they mean something. So that's why we chase after them. That's why they mean so much to us. And some of us feel we can't live without them. And then the most tormented ones of us call them celebrities. That most of us don't see that's what it really takes to become a celebrity, is that you have to be a very tormented person that has completely accepted the illusions of this world. And so they put you in front of everyone else to be a celebrity, to get them to buy into the illusions of this world. And, you know, anytime I turn on that idiot box and I see these celebrities, the more popular ones, I immediately turn away from them. And I can say that I look at the illusions of yesterday because I have no attachments to those things. That's why I'm not attached to the illusions of today, because I do look at the illusions of yesterday, but I see them as illusions. They don't really mean anything. I'm not trying to make an excuse of why I would look at the idiot box and look at things from yesterday, but there's a purpose to it. You know, I just don't do it because I'm following the ghost spell, because I'm learning. And the first part of regeneration is to learn the knowledge of Amen. And you would go looking at things from yesterday, how are you learning about Amen? And I say, quite frankly, I'm looking at how Amen is omitted from all the things of yesterday, and I see how it operates today. You know, I sometimes my wife will walk in on me, well, not walk in on me, but she would wake up in the morning and go, what you looking at? Why are you looking at this old thing? Like, ugh. And I go, you know, I'm not looking at it because I want to be entertained. I'm studying. I'm constantly studying. There is no faith more true or just than to know the things that are. Just following my own doctrine. You know, I read, and the things that I look at when I'm not reading is all for the purpose of studying. What am I studying? How am I connected to Amen? How are we connected to Amen? And why are they going through so much trouble to disconnect us from Amen? And it said it in the secret doctrine that if they realize that they are one and how powerful they are when they come together, place for us to run or hide, and they will inflict the wrath of the one. That's how they refer to Amen. They will inflict the wrath of the one upon us, and it will put us back where we came from. That's what it said in the secret doctrine. The secret doctrine. Been informed the live feed is about to end. If you like to hear the rest of this show, if you're not listening on playback, please dial into 424-222-5376. Again, that's 424-222-5376. If you can't dial in, I will say first Amen, secondly the world, thirdly man, Hotep. For those listening on playback and on the phone, I will continue. So we see that, you know, there is what you can say a conspiracy to get us concentrating on ourselves and what it means and what we're connected to. That is the whole purpose of this field called entertainment, to keep us distracted by looking at things outside of ourselves so that we would never go within and see the reality of the condition, the state or conditions that we exist in right now. And that's why, to me, so many things look just crazy, because I am waking up from this ghost spell. Not because I'm someone special. It has nothing to do with it. The reason why I'm waking up from this ghost spell is because I'm starting to see the illusion. These illusionists are putting what they had all around us since we came into this world. The illusions of fame and fortune and how it's used to control us. Our every move throughout every day of our lives. You know, one of the big illusions is that you go to school and because you go to school that you get a great job, and you get a great job and you'll live a great life. It's one of the systems of control here in the world of these of the illusionists. Now, does that mean that you and I shouldn't go to school? That's not what I'm saying. It's not what I'm saying at all. But you have to begin to see that if I go to school, I'm going to come out with a better job as part of the illusion. Because, no, you don't. Now, when you go to school with a direct task, a purpose in mind, it usually fares out well for you. Now, you don't go to school to get a job. You go to school to study a profession that you are interested in. That's why you go to school. You don't go to school to get a job. But the illusionist, they tell us this as when we're growing up all day, every day. And someone important to me had an experience recently, a very bad experience on a job. And that the experience is not for just that. I learned from that experience myself. It actually reminded me of an experience, a bad experience I had over 20 years ago when I first started working. That's what it reminded me of. And so I use what I learned from that experience to share with the person that was going through this experience this time. You know, I say to myself that you're not waking up from this illusion just because you're waking up from this illusion. There's a reason, there's a purpose. And so that's why I do this show. Like I said in shows before this, that I didn't create this show. This was Rasnamir Moon's show. He asked me to do it after a little bit. He said, why don't you carry on the show for me? You know, I was cool with it because, you know, ever since I was a child, I always wanted to do broadcasting. You know, growing up, listening to shows like Mr. Magic and The Awesome Two and Red Alert, Chuck Chill Out, the Hofstra University guys, the Prospect Pump Committee or whatever their names was, with Dr. Dre and all of them. And that's the group that Public Enemy came out of in the mid-80s. You know, I grew up listening to shows like that, so I always wanted to do broadcasts. So, you know, that's why it wasn't an issue for me to do this, to take over this show for Roz. I always thought that I would do broadcasts concerning music, not talking. Because, you know, I have a very unorthodox program here. It's a talk show, but I'm the only one doing the talking. You know, don't give a dial-in number to talk to other people and, you know, they go, that's the purpose of a talk show. Let other people bring in their input, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, Roz started this format and I just continued it. And I was told that, why don't you change it up. And I'm like, no. Go, why? I happen to like this format, that I have thoughts that I have and I share them. Do I think other people's thoughts matter? And I go, that's not it at all. But I know these thoughts that I get are coming from somewhere else, and I would like to share them uninterrupted. That's all I'm saying. Where's that somewhere else? I say amen. Specifically, the mind of amen, Sesson. That's where it's coming from. And so I like to grab a hold of what I'm getting from Sesson and translate them and send them back out to the world. That's all I'm doing here. And hoping that it would wake souls up. And it will help along the way of waking those souls up, help them in their everyday lives, with all the challenges they have in their lives, whatever those challenges may be. I hope that I'm a help, that this helps somebody. And so when I start late, because I do the show every Haruk Amen, what the Christians call Sunday, about 10:30 every morning. As you can tell, today I was several hours late. And like I said, there's no excuse for being late, because when you have a task of waking up souls, can't play around with this. And I don't play around with this. I take it very seriously. And so when I'm off on my time, it disturbs me. It takes the peace out of me. As I know, when time is up and I drop this mic, that it carries me throughout the week, what I say. Because I'll play it back some days and listen to what I'm saying. And it helps me personally throughout the week. I don't do this to help myself personally. It's to help others. Sometimes I do find myself helping myself when I listen back to these shows, because I say some things that I didn't remember that I said. And it helps. It actually helps me sometimes during the week when I meet certain challenges in my day, etc. So I don't want to keep rambling on, but I made this show to make you, the soul, aware of there are many illusionists around us, planting many illusions to control us. And these illusions are for the purpose of making us ignore what's true and real. True and real, and what we should be focusing on. You may refer to Amen as God or the Creator. That's where I'm headed. That's what I'm talking about when I say Amen. You know, some people would hear me talk about Amen and they would think that I'm just talking about a phrase that means so be it. That's what it means in the Christian, Muslim, and Jewish or Judeo-Christian religions. That's what the term Amen means. Or they say Amen or Amin. Now, the name Amen is actually recorded in every civilization on this planet. But it means different things because the illusionists made it that way. The illusionists of the past. I'm not talking about the illusionists now. Well, they are the descendants of those from the past, and they're keeping up their work. And they're all trying to achieve a goal of blocking out the Creator from the rest of our soul and using the energy that all of us souls share to keep this illusion going. Now they want to tell us that Amen doesn't exist. And the only thing that matters is you and feeding your torments. That's the only thing that matters. Whether it's feeding your belly or putting expensive clothes on your back, driving around in a nice car, living in a nice house, looking good, or whatever that means. You know, not having fat on you, fat hanging off your chin, or, you know, wrinkles on your face, you know, women talking about having their body right, their face looking pretty and their body right, you know, to make them feel good. And we get into a time in this world when the men, well, at this time, right now, men and women are confused about their sex, but I'm not going to go into that. But this is part of the illusionist plan. Confuse the sexes. Confused about sex. Confused about what matters and what doesn't matter. To cull down the population of this planet to a more manageable size. Because right now, it's too many people to manage. That's the whole purpose of the homosexual explosion in the culture right now. Or the explosion of the homosexual culture that's added to other cultures, I should say. Probably be a better way to say that. The illusion. Homosexual culture is part of the illusion. Money is part of the illusion. Fame is part of the illusion. The fact that they say the creator don't exist is part of the illusion. It's the main part of the illusion. The fact that all of this replaces the creator is part of the illusion. Wake up from the illusion. First, Amen. Secondly, the world. Thirdly, man.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Way 7-7 with my physical heaven. Manifest God like a reverend.